the road to Kherson is littered with signs of battle. But inside the capital, they are still celebrating the Russian withdrawal. And on Monday, they were joined by President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We are step by step coming to our country, to all the temporary occupied territories. And of course, it's a pity, but it's a long way, difficult way, because this war took the best heroes of our country.
He received a hero's welcome.
President Zelensky came out to address the residents of Kherson, his nation, and the world, to show that Ukraine has been victorious here in the south, and also to show that he is a fearless leader, present here within artillery range of Russian forces who are just across the Dnipro River.
The arrival of Ukrainian soldiers brought relief, jubilation, and admiration.
I want the whole world to understand that the most essential thing for any human being is freedom.
It's hard to tell how I feel, because today I want to cry from happiness. We've been waiting for this day for a long time. We are with Ukraine in heart.
President Zelensky has accused Russian forces of human rights abuses. Vital infrastructure has been destroyed. There's no electricity or water. Mobile communication hubs have been set up to allow people to communicate with loved ones.
I personally know many girls who were molested by the Russian military. The hardest thing for me was when my friends were taken from their homes and kept in basements, or taken to temporarily occupied Crimea.
When you know what freedom is, then you know what oppression is. And when you meet your liberators, I want to cry. It's unbelievable.
The posters proclaiming Russia was here forever still stand in some places. But it's the Ukrainian flag that flies here now. The Russians are not far away, and this place is still within striking distance. And they remind us of that as we leave the city. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera, Kherson.